This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 10th. A deputy responding to a call was injured today when his patrol vehicle wrecked on Chevron Highway near Whitehall Auto Auction. We reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. Another story we're working on right now is a farm worker was seriously injured in a grain bin accident near Chadburn today. Additional information was not immediately available. At least one subject was transported to the hospital. Two men and a woman are in custody, and a fourth person is on the run after a series of thefts in Chadburn. Police Chief Ken Elliott said the theft ring culminated in a break-in at the Chadburn Town Warehouse on Monday. Officers ended up finding property tied to at least six other break-ins in the town when they raided the home of a suspected fence. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The former publisher of BladenOnline.com had her first appearance on a murder charge today in Elizabethtown. Charlotte Smith, age 45, was charged with first-degree murder, the shooting death of her husband, Dane, at their E-Town home. She was arrested early Wednesday morning at a traffic stop in Montgomery County. The judge denied bond in the case. Smith is being held in the Bladen County Detention Center. Both sides of the political aisle are taking credit today as CNBC announced North Carolina as the top state for business in the USA. Again, CNBC credited the workforce, economy, and business-friendly environment of North Carolina for the honor. The House Speaker Dustin Hall noted that this is the third time in 4 years that the state made the top states list. Governor Josh Stein gave credit to both former Governor Roy Cooper and legislators of both parties. Lake Waccamaw commissioners on Tuesday came out strongly against the proposed major development on Old Lake Road. The residential community would bring 4,500 homes and around 10,000 people to a parcel between Buckhead and East Columbus High School. The Waccamaw Siouan tribe recently organized a march against the development. Now, the development's early plan received a positive endorsement from the county planning board, but it's not finding much support among county commissioners. Tropical Storm Chantal brought heavy rains to the county this past Saturday into Sunday, but nothing like the storms they dealt with in the Piedmont. Water rescues took place in Durham and Chapel Hill, and sections of Interstate 40 are still closed in the wake of Chantal. Around 100 roads remain at least partially closed. Six people died in Chantal's flooding. Flood warnings have been issued for the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers in Bladen and Columbus counties, as well as Robeson. The runoff from an estimated 11 inches of rain is still coming downstream. Water is encroaching on roadways along the Cape Fear in eastern Bladen and eastern Columbus counties. If your Class C driver's license expires after July 1st, you have a 2-year grace period courtesy of a new law. Chronic backups at DMV license offices statewide led to the action. Eligible drivers have licenses that expire from July 1st through December 31st, 2027. The law does not apply to revoked or commercial licenses. Crusoe native Archie Cumbie will be the featured speaker Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. In 2015, Cumbie published a genealogy book about the island and its families. He also works to preserve the history of Crusoe and Old Doc. The meeting is Saturday at 2 p.m. at Whitehall Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. Some members always arrive early to share family history. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.